All right, good to get back. I know y'all missed me, right? I missed you too. It's a love fest. All right, questions?
Do you coach any different coming out of the bye week as far as timing or anything you do in practice this week? And also, did you have some guys that stuck around here and spent some time with the coaches to brush up on some things?
We did have some guys that stuck around here toward the end of the week. They had the weekend off. We go back. It's what we did most all this last week is go back and work on things that we need, feel like we need to correct, things we need to clarify, things like that. Yes. So hopefully that helps.
Jerry Gray out there with boxing gloves for Xavier Rhodes today. Is that a teaching tool that he's used before to get guys to kind of learn how to walk that line?
I don't know. You'd have to ask Jerry. I saw him, yes.
And that's still kind of something that you have to reinforce with some of these young corners, just where that line is, even when they've been doing it for a little bit?
It's really just point of emphasis of keeping an open hand. I mean, it's not, you know, we're trying to fix everything that we can. Just point of emphasis. It's.
You've talked much about the Gerald Hodges trade. Just talk about your thoughts on the move and how you feel Eric Hendricks is about being ready to step in as a starter for the Vikings.
I think Eric's done a good job, and basically he has been a starter. So,
can you talk about why he's been able to advance so quickly, so fast, that you have this confidence in trading Gerald?
He's a good player. I don't know what else you want me to say. He's done a good job, and
This past week in particular, but this league is a fourth quarter league. There's a lot of 3-point games, overtime games. What sets the team apart that can win those games and the ones that can't? And are you where you want to be in the fourth quarter?
Really, what sets it apart is doing your job so other people can do their job so you can win as a team. That's really what it's about. It's doing your job so you can help other people do their job. So, and then in the fourth quarter, it's just go play. As far as us in the fourth quarter, we didn't play good in the fourth quarter. We played good. We just didn't finish the game against Denver. I think the other games we did all right.
Mike, how do you replace a guy like Hodges, though, in just in the sense that he was able to play all three linebacker positions, and even if he wasn't started, he did kind of help you out in that sense that he could help at all those spots?
Well, all of our linebackers have versatility. They can all play all those spots.
How's Edmund Robinson been doing development-wise?
Good. Getting better. Working.
Now with Hodges gone, might be able to dress during games, or is he not quite there yet?
Well, I didn't get this many questions when my father died about a guy. So, excuse me, say it again.
Now with Hodges gone, could Edmund possibly dress during games, or is he not quite there yet?
It's possible.
Mm-hmm. Are there any pitfalls out of a bye week and then trying to get guys focused again after a weekend off?
Yeah, well, it's not just a bye week, but it's, when guys have 3 or 4 days off, trying to get back into it mentally, for a while, a year ago, when we give them a long weekend or something like that, then, you come back and they weren't as crisp or sharp as when they left. So that's the pitfalls of it, yes.
All that better today than they have in the past?
Yeah, we started a little bit average, but we picked it up pretty good, I thought.
Just why Mike Wallace hasn't been practicing. Is there any concerns about him being available for Sunday?
No, I can't disclose. I don't know. Injury report will come out next week on Wednesday.
In terms of the self-scout that you did over the bye, were there any particular areas that came up that you were able to identify that said, we really want to focus on this, and what kind of evaluation did you come out of that?
Yes, there was several areas, and there always are. I don't want to get into it publicly why we did, but I do think that, you know, when you get a chance to sit back, you evaluate, kind of look at things, and it's no different any other year, but there's certain areas that you feel like, well, you know, maybe we're not teaching it the right way, or maybe we need to look at, you know, we do this a little bit better, this guy does that a little bit better, or what the situation is, and then kind of go that way. But specifically, I don't really want to get into it.
Would you say minor adjustments, kind of major things?
Yeah, pretty minor. It's just pretty minor things. Just, you know, way you're playing a certain technique on a certain block, the way you're running a route a certain way, you know, what can we do to help create more issues for the other team.
What are your thoughts about the division to this point in time or this point in the season?
Well, you know, I think it's a great division, but I'm so focused on us, to be honest with you. I understand. I know what the records are. I know who's leading the division, but, you know, we got 12 more games to go, so there's a lot of things that can happen. I know all the records, but really all I care about ever is us and how we play, and let's add them up at the end of the year and see what happens.
What are your thoughts on Nick Easton, the new guy?
Well, he's a guy that we liked in the offseason, coming out in the draft. We liked him in the preseason. He's got quickness. He's smart. Got some toughness, so.
Did you get to watch Kansas City's game last Sunday?
Yesterday? Well, I watched it on tape. I didn't watch the game. I watched it on tape.
You've seen from them?
Well, they play a lot of man-to-man in the back end. They got a couple good rushers. They're physical. Offensively, they're wide open would be a good way to describe them. Quarterback scrambles. He can be very, very accurate. They've got tight end that's very dangerous, wide receiver that's excellent. So, and you know, I don't know about Charles.
What's your experience been when a team loses a marquee player like Jamal Charles, how they respond?
I don't really know. I mean, we've all been through situations where good players have gotten hurt, but some respond differently. I don't know. It's hard one to answer for me.
Anything that surprised you about how Diggs responded in his first action a couple weeks ago?
Did he put the ball on the ground twice? Other than that, no.
What kind of a learning curve does Easton have just to get up to speed with what you guys are running? And
well, he's been spending a lot of time. He spent a lot of extra time last week, so he's a pretty sharp guy. I think he'll get up to speed quickly.
Do you get any more concern, Mike, about your team's preparation or their focus when they're playing a team that's only lost one game or only won one game?
No, not really. We're not good enough to even – we've only won two games, so I don't – no. Not at all. Our focus is on us and what we do and how we need to win and how we need to play and how we need to get better, how we need to perform in the crucial situations of the game. Really, that's all I concern about. Every day I come in here, it's try to figure out how we can be better. And you know, obviously you get game plan for people and things like that, but this league is so good. There's so many great players. There's so many teams that you don't expect to win that win each and every day. And the teams that end up with good records usually find ways to win, and that's all we're trying to do is continue to find ways to win.
Good.
All right, thank you.